Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers spring game is scheduled for Saturday at noon, and one of the big questions for fans and the coaching staff alike, the quarterback situation. Quarterbacks coach Nick Sheridan gives us an update, starting with Peyton Ramsey.
I've seen him taking a step in his leadership. That was something that he and I have both talked about, and his role has changed on the team as being one of the elder quarterbacks. He's done a nice job, still room for improvement, but that's something that I know he's taken a lot of pride in. He always had the respect of his teammates for how hard he worked, and now he's got to try to influence more and influence better the other guys on the team. That's a work in progress, but he has made some strides that way. I think, you know, experience is a great teacher for you, and you can't substitute experience. You know, being in the stadiums, being in the atmospheres, going against the competition that we go against, those are invaluable lessons for him, and certainly that's benefited him in his development.
The other quarterback making headlines should be a high school senior. Michael Penix Jr. ended his high school career early to join Indiana's program in January. What has he brought to the table?
Every day is a new day for Mike. He's made a lot of progress. I know we're fortunate and glad that he came mid-year to get that experience through spring practice. He's very talented. He's learning every day. He certainly has flashed at times, and we're excited about his poise, his confidence, and he's been a great teammate. Him and Peyton both couldn't ask for better guys in our room, just as far as caring about one another, caring about the team, and wanting what's best for Indiana. So we're excited about both those guys.
Each quarterback will be on opposite sides of the cream and crimson teams on Saturday, and Coach Sheridan is excited to see how they'll perform.
Well, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I think it's going to be very competitive. You know, that's one thing Coach Allen and the whole staff, we try to recruit to develop depth, and that leads to and lends to a pretty competitive spring game. So it should be fun. Should be exciting. Someone's going to have to make a play in the fourth quarter and win a game.
The spring game, noon on Saturday. For more details, go to iuhoosiers.com. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As we ramp up to the spring game on Saturday at noon at Memorial Stadium, Indiana football has added depth to their quarterback room. The Hoosiers announced yesterday that Brandon Dawkins, a quarterback from the University of Arizona, will graduate in May and then make his way to Indiana University as a graduate transfer student. The 6'3", 210-pound Dawkins played plenty of games in Pac-12 football, 23 of them, in fact. He started 14 of them and threw for over 2,400 yards with 15 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. But the part Indiana fans and the coaching staff like as well, he's ran for almost 1,600 yards with 20 touchdowns and averages almost 70 yards a game. Tom Allen was asked on his Big Ten conference call yesterday why he thought bringing in another quarterback was important, and his reasoning made perfect sense. Indiana will add a player that's had over 23 starts against Power 5 competition. That experience is invaluable. Remember, Peyton Ramsey didn't even play a full season last year, and Michael Penix arrived in January, halfway through his high school senior year. Dawkins will immediately add experience and maturity to a relatively young quarterback room. And the other part, his skill set will match exactly what offensive coordinator Mike DeBoard and Nick Sheridan, the quarterback's coach, have in mind. All three of their quarterbacks will possess running and throwing options. That wasn't the case last year. The offense will come under one umbrella. The competition in the room will increase. Those are things that won't hurt Indiana football in this coming season. Brandon Dawkins won't be at the spring game on Saturday at noon. After he graduates from the University of Arizona, he will make his way to the Hoosiers, hopefully for summer camp, if not in time for the fall. Get all your details on the IU spring game coming up at noon on Saturday at iuhoosiers.com. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.